You are listening to Metro.
Hello, it is Metro here with you. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know there's a ton of different ways to waste time on the internet, so as always, I appreciate you doing it here. I got a press release yesterday for a show, Kitchen Nightmare. It's been on Fox for a couple of years, and they're coming to Philadelphia looking for restaurants, crappy restaurants, or ones that need a little bit of work and the help of Gordon Ramsay, because really, what restaurant doesn't need a British guy screaming at it? So I said, self, you should find out more about this Kitchen Nightmares, and that's why we're talking to Sheila Conlon, who is the casting director who's handling everything for Fox. Hello, Sheila. How are you?
How are ya?
I'm very good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
So I hold in my hand a press release that says, now casting. Fox's hit show Kitchen Nightmares wants to hear from you. We're looking for restaurants in Atlanta, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Let's start off with what exactly it is that you are looking for.
Okay, we are looking for restaurant owners that are having a little bit of trouble, want to start making some more money, or, you know, having what we call these kitchen nightmares, craziness, you know, arguing, can't get on the same page of how to run the front of the house, the back of the house, you know, kind of that drama that goes along with these, you know, personally owned restaurants, mom and pops, we call them family owned restaurants.
So not necessarily a bad restaurant, just one that's not handled quite well.
Well, you know, that's not handled, frustration, not knowing how to get to the next step.
Now, is it still Gordon Ramsay that heads all of this once the season gets started?
Oh, yeah. Chef Ramsay comes in, and he is the expert, and he's the one that is going to try and get them all back on track.
Now, he's a tough guy. Have you had any experience with him?
Yes, he's a really tough guy, and he yells at me all the time.
Does he really? What's he yell at you about?
He's like, what? No, he doesn't really yell at me. He's actually a great guy. I totally respect him. But he is tough. He's definitely tough.
Look, this is a safe place, Sheila. If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. That whole explanation about Chef Ramsay sounds like, you know, he's fine. I just fell down the stairs. This kind of stuff happens all the time. This isn't his fault. I'm sure he's just really frustrated with work.
Right. It's just a work thing, right.
So, Sheila Conlon on the line. They're doing casting for Kitchen Nightmares and actually looking for restaurants here in Philadelphia. What's the best way, if you think that you're one of these restaurants, what's the best way to go about being cast on this show?
Okay, the best way is to go to www.fox.com, Kitchen Nightmares, and then also on there we have a phone number, 866-226-2226. So either way, you can reach us.
Very cool. What is it about Philadelphia that makes you want to come here and do some Kitchen Nightmares work here?
Oh, my God. Philadelphia is fantastic. It's just such a great, friendly city, and it's so interesting. There's so many different little neighborhoods and pockets, and the food there, I mean, it's extremely eclectic, all different types of food, different areas. So we've been actually really wanting to come back to Philly. It's been a while since we've been there.
Do you yourself actually have a favorite restaurant here in Philly?
Oh, my God. Well, see, I kind of like that Butcher and Singer restaurant.
Butcher and Singer is very good. My first choice is Chili's, but Butcher and Singer's is a little behind that.
Chili's is good, too. But, yeah, no, I have to pick the other. You know, we got to sample quite a bit because we've been in Philly the last few days. So, it definitely has a lot to offer.
I wanted to ask you about your prior experience with Philly because, you know, this isn't the first time the Kitchen Nightmare has actually been here. I remember, I don't know if it was 2 years ago, if it was this past season or the season before that, that you guys actually were here and worked with a place called Hot Potato Cafe. And
yeah.
The background story of that is, and I wanted to kind of get your take on it, is Hot Potato Cafe has since closed. Are those people that just didn't take your advice, or Ramsay yelled at him too much, or what happens in that situation?
Well, you know, that's an interesting story. It was three lovely, amazing women that had this great idea about potatoes and, you know, making a specialty restaurant. You know, all three of them, I believe, didn't really have any restaurant experience prior to it. And, you know, so they got in a little over their head. Ramsay came in, got them back on track. And they were doing great for a little while, but I believe it was more that they each wanted to go their separate ways.
Right. I think that's great that that's the way that that restaurant came to be, because that sounds like a conversation I would have out drinking is, hey, I love potatoes, and you and you love potatoes. You know what we should do? We should totally open up a restaurant that just serves potatoes. And these people actually, these people actually did it, which is silly, and I guess that might be why they're not around. But not your fault. Not Gordon Ramsay's fault either.
No, he actually, he thought it was an interesting concept, and he did, you know, help them. I just think that they were, you know, enough already. They were done.
I would love to open a restaurant, but I'll be honest with you, Sheila. I made soup for the first time for my girlfriend last week, and she cheered it like it was a major accomplishment, because it really was, and that's about the extent of my kitchen experience.
Can I ask you what kind of soup?
I believe it was a vegetable barley. And but it was
oh.
It was served. I put it. I plated it. I know that term. I plated it.
You plated it.
I put okay. it. Put it in a bowl, and I put some crackers around it, and put a little hummus on the side. I think it was very well done.
Oh my gosh, I'm impressed.
Kitchen That's Nightmares. Right. They are casting right now. Sheila Conlon on the phone right now. And the best way to get a hold of you guys, again, the phone number 866-226-2226. Or the website is, Sheila?
fox.com/kitchen nightmares.
How many guys have sang Oh Sheila to you over the course of your life?
I can't tell you that. We just met.
I didn't say I think we have different interpretations on what exactly it means to sing Oh Sheila to you. But if that's some kind of slang term that you use, I'm down with it.
No, but I get it a lot. Yes, I get it a lot.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I will not be one of them, but I will say thank you very much for coming on. Again, Kitchen Nightmares casting right now. Sheila Conlon, 866-226-2226. If your restaurant, you like it a lot and it serves more than potatoes and you think that it would be a candidate for Kitchen Nightmares, you should get a hold of Sheila. Sheila, thank you so much.
Thank you. Such a pleasure talking to you, and good luck with your next endeavor in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm thinking minestrone or possibly some cream of broccoli.
Oh, there you go. Go for the cream of broccoli.
There you go. Sheila, thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You are listening to Metro.